Hi, Finn. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Stephanie. How can I help you?
All right. I was actually calling in regards the synchronization of your CRM to the leads.
Okay.
And we already have the information that's needed so that we are able to sync the leads. Now, this is for HubSpot at the moment. And we're going to be needing a personal access key from your HubSpot account or from your CRM in HubSpot. I will send you the steps on how you can integrate HubSpot with to us, okay?
Okay.
All right, so this is going to be a step-by-step instruction on how you can have that done. I'll send it to you through email, and just wanted to confirm if that will be the email address that we have on file, which is finnmccarter12@gmail.com, or is it the sprinklergeeksllc@gmail.com?
No, it's the first one.
Okay, finnmccarter12@gmail.com. All right, I'll definitely make sure to send this to you. You should receive that probably in the next few minutes. And that was just all the reason for my call for now, Finn. Unless if you have any questions or if there's anything that I can assist you with.
Yeah, Stephanie, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to start paying for leads on Google.
Uh-huh.
Right? How do I do that? How do I start getting leads through Google?
All right. So let me go ahead and check on the status of your Google Verified campaign. Let's see here.
Yeah, because that Google that Verified campaign is going to take a while, right? So
it is.
That's when I can get the $80. I have to pay $80 a lead or whatever. What I'm trying to get to is just, how do I just start advertising or getting on Google and start getting just regular leads on Google if it's outside of the verified one?
Okay. So there's actually two options. So at the moment, we're also doing local SEO for you. That's your Google business profile. We can go ahead and re-optimize your Google business profile. Right now, re-optimization will help better with ranking and visibility. So we can go over the re-optimization, or we can also run Google Ads on your, for you as well. So for Google Ads, it's paying every time someone clicks on the ad. And the minimum budget we can set for that is $300.
Okay. So that's the minimum budget. What's the maximum budget?
That depends on how much you would like to set the maximum budget. Or let me
and
just
how
confirm.
Would I, okay. And so you guys would need a card on file. How would that work?
All right. Let me just verify really quick. But as far as the as far as Google Ads, you just need to pay the $300 minimum budget if we're going to be setting it up for the minimum budget. But let me just confirm really quick in regards to the maximum budget as well as in regards to its billing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you maybe have any other questions regarding the Google Ads?
I just want, other than just getting them started, no.
Okay. All right. And I would also suggest we do the re-optimization, Finn.
Well, that's what I'm kind of confused about, because I thought you guys were already optimizing my Google ad to get me off of the whatever back page, wherever it is, and you guys are working on that.
Yes, we Definitely. We have been continuously optimizing your listing. As a matter of fact, another optimization was done on February the 12th. Yes. At the same time, what I meant was re-optimization for ranking, which means that there will be a few information that we currently have that we would like to confirm if you would be okay with making a bit of a change to it.
Making a what am I going to change?
So let's say, for example, part of the re-optimization for ranking is the address. Google actually rewards those businesses that show their address online. Although they will still be able to get you into the rankings and gain visibility even without showing the address. But as far as ranking, there's actually a bit of reward to those that show their addresses. So we would like to check if you would be okay with showing your address online and then...
Yes.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. But I'd like to set expectations, Finn. This may trigger re-verification on your Google Business profile.
It might trigger re-verification? Why is that?
Even the slightest change on your Google Business profile would actually trigger a re-verification. But rest assured, though, it's actually the same address, and technically, since you've already got the business or the profile verified, that should just be easy to verify again, though.
And here's what's so crazy, Stephanie. I didn't realize that the address wasn't showing.
Oh, so you prefer to have the address showing in the first place?
Yeah. I thought that was supposed to be how it was supposed to work.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Yeah, it is actually not showing. It is hidden right now. So, yes, we'll go ahead and make this change. Let me just go ahead and confirm on your actual Google Business profile. Yep, it doesn't show the full address. So yeah, we're going to proceed with that. And then still in line with the re-optimization for the ranking, currently your business or your Google Business profile shows operating hours as 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. from Saturdays or Mondays to Saturdays. Would you be okay with that showing 24/7?
Yes.
All right, 24/7. Now, for the service areas, we currently have more than 10 service areas on the account. And as per Google's algorithm, by the way, the lesser service areas you have, the better. So would you be okay if there will be a need for us to condense the service area, condensing it to at least 5 to 10 service areas only and within the 2-hour distance from your base?
That's fine.
All right. Thank you. And then lastly, I would like to go over the keywords. Just want to go over the keywords if there's anything that needs to be removed from it or if there's anything that needs to be added. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll be reading all your keywords. We have here sprinkler repair, sprinkler installation, sprinkler system installation, sprinkler system repair, irrigation installation, irrigation system installation, irrigation repair, lawn irrigation services, automatic sprinkler installation, sprinkler maintenance services, commercial irrigation services, residential sprinkler systems, drip irrigation installation, garden irrigation systems, yard sprinkler repair, sprinkler system upgrades, sprinkler controller installation, smart sprinkler system installation, sprinkler system leak repair, backflow testing for sprinklers, aeration services, lawn aeration, core aeration, soil aeration, aeration and overseeding, liquid lawn aeration, fall lawn aeration, spring lawn aeration, aeration services for lawns, lawn detaching and aeration, local lawn aeration service, professional lawn aeration, lawn treatment services, power aeration services, yard aeration services, and lawn aeration specialist.
All right. Okay.
Are those all good? Anything that needs to be added, maybe, or anything that needs to be
removed? I would add a water leak detection too.
Water leak detection.
Yeah.
All right. I'll definitely make sure this gets added. And
oh,
then,
and can you put on there too? Can you put on there too? Lower water bills.
Lower water bills.
Yep.
Let me see if that would be a good keyword. All right, so I did check, and we wouldn't really suggest having lower water bills, as it is not a strong keyword for a Google Business Profile. So for the keyword, it should be a service-specific keyword, and it should be aligned with your category, which can be leak repair, plumbing, aeration, or sprinkler.
Got it. Okay. I'll go with that. You guys are the professionals, not me.
All right. So just to confirm, we'll only be adding water leak detection, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then I just want to go over the reviews or on your Google Business Profile. Currently, let me just pull up your client dashboard again. Sorry, I accidentally closed it. So on your Google Business Profile, we're actually doing posts to it. And for us to be able to continue with creating posts, we will be needing photos. So if you have any new business photos that you can send or upload to the client dashboard, that will
okay.
definitely help a lot with the optimization. And then we also highly suggest to get reviews, not necessarily from new customers, can be from the previous clients you've had as well, and then to also respond to the existing reviews.
Yeah, I think I only had one review on there, right?
Yep, right. Yeah, good. It has responded.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. But yes, just in case though, client dashboard allows you to request for reviews and even have you or allows you to generate your own custom QR code so that you can just have your client scan the QR code and leave a review for you from there.
Scan the QR code from where? Like on?
On their phone.
Oh,
so
you
let's
mean
say,
like they should scan it?
Yeah, you can maybe have the QR code printed or have it saved on your phone. And then let's say after you completed a job for them, you can then have them scan the QR code so that they can leave a review for you right away or even right after
okay.
the job.
Okay. And I can get that QR code. Where would I find that?
On the client dashboard. So
okay.
it gives you the option to choose which color you want or should it include your logo in the center, you should be able to do that.
Okay, perfect.
All right, and I'll send you your client dashboard credentials just in case you need that or the link to the client dashboard. And from here, I will for sure have our team start with the re-optimization for the ranking. Once again, it may trigger re-verification, but of course, we will have you notified once re-verification is done. Now, for the Google Ad Services, Finn, if you don't mind, would it be okay with you if I call you right back within just a few minutes? I just need to confirm the information before we further proceed with it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be here.
All right, wonderful. Anything else maybe for the meantime or anything else that I can assist?
No, that's it for me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, Finn, and you have a great rest of the day. Also, please watch out for the email with the steps on how you can integrate your HubSpot CRM.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Talk to you.
Goodbye for now.
Bye.